dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. You need to tune in. Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. Or you could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
Shedding light on the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career.
Sandy J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music whiz with hot models. We got them. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live with your boy Sadie J. And man, it's definitely a pleasure to be here with you guys as usual. A lot of great stuff coming on for today's show. Oh my goodness, man. I just so elated. I'm always so grateful when I get to chill with you guys and just trip out. So let's give a hint of that first. I'm also excited, man. Y'all here. Oh man, like if y'all been paying attention lately, we have definitely over at Blog Talk, big ups to Blog Talk for definitely helping upgrade the systems and whatnot. You know, you're getting the shows now in more crystal clear quality. Yes, it's such a blessing to bring you guys what you deserve, and you deserve the best. So we give you the best. And yeah, man, it's just definitely a pleasure to be able to do it the way we do it. But my co-host, the Moses, my girl, Taryn Brown, will be checking in just a moment. Y'all stay tuned for that. We got a hot show for tonight. We got an interview with model Black Tinkerbell, and can't wait for that. That'll be coming up at the 15 of the hour. Doing our song break today. Oh, we got some hot songs, man. One is a brand new track. Two are just great tracks we played several times that we can't get enough of. First track of the day is going to be by AV the Great. That's cool, from the Poetry album. We got B-Rilla and Miss Paris track. Take Me Away. And my girl Red Shades with the Relapse track. She just released a video for that about a month ago. So a lot of great things going on, man. We definitely, like, we bring you every Monday show, bring what we call Hot After Dusk Mondays. And that's when we give you hot news, hot news, hot mess, hot music, and hot interviews. And you're getting all four of those things for today. So cannot wait. We got a lot of hot mess. I definitely want to go in. Man, that debate that happened. The debate happened on Thursday, which, you know, you guys that are new to the show, we do our show every Monday and Wednesday. So, of course, that means I missed the debate of being able to go in. But we're here now. And the Republican debate, oh, my God, it was just a bunch of hot mess as we knew it was going to be. And, wow, your boy Donald Trump is something else. Wow. That's all I can say. But yes, again, I'm just crunk, man, because a lot of great moves are going on with the movement. Just, and everything is going on. If you've been paying attention, everyone has been paying attention on our Instagram, on our fan page. We actually been sharing to our fan page too, in our Twitter. So bunch of places at once, how we do it, mass promotion. We're doing something we call the Dust Spot Grind Mafia. And Dust Spot Grind Mafia is a new hashtag. Someone inspired me to do it. My boy Shemiah on the beat, baby. Well, Shemiah Reed, he hit me up. And shoot, he has inspired me. Let's make it happen. And now we're about to just blow the heck out of the water. Just putting that hashtag in your face left and right. You're gonna see me overkill the hashtag, but it's just what it's meant for. It's meant to be overkilled. And also in coherence with that, my brain's all jumbled today. But basically, we're going to do as well. We're going to take it to where we have star of the day. And you know, as on Dust Spot, we call our members stars. Going in on that, people who don't know, we call them stars because really everyone that's on there could possibly be a star tomorrow. So you never know. You just got to keep up with it. I see Big Time Radio checked in. They just did. Today's show was Primetime Sports, and definitely check them out. If you missed the show, check them out. They always have some definitely great insight, not only just from the host, but from the callers as well. So go check it out. But I see my co-host is the most is in the building with me. What's up, Taryn?
What's up, Betty?
What's up? I'm so excited because, and I told this at the beginning of the show, like, Blog Talk has upgraded so tremendously because they have given us crystal clear audio. Like, I'm so excited. Yeah. Like, people don't understand. Like, not just with when it comes to the audio as far as hearing us, but the music, everything. Goodness, like, took them long enough, but hey, they did it. So I'm gonna let them make it. They got a final man, because I get so tired of people. Oh, but the sound, like, goodness is going to get, right? I told people it was going to happen, and they didn't believe me. Now y'all look silly, because what I told you was going to happen was going to happen. On the inside, boom. People, I'm on the inside. I've been trying to tell y'all that. Like, I get a lot of stuff before everyone else does. And I've been telling y'all, I was like, okay, whatever. I just can't. Of course, I ain't going to show you all the stuff, because you got to kind of find out on your own. But, so, Taryn, you know, I'm still waiting, you know, part of this, but I mean, you didn't give us the video this weekend, but I'm going to tell you what you did give us.
What I give you?
I'm going to tell you what Taryn did give us. Yeah, Taryn does wrong, man. I got to come to the show and focus after seeing that. That's not fair.
What did I do? I'm trying to think now. What did I do?
Okay. So, oh, she took him down. Okay. I saw him though. So, oh, no, they still up there. So let me go ahead and make my point. Okay, so y'all, Tara got this picture up right on Instagram. And goodness, man, she killed them yellow pants, bro. Them yellow pants. Don't stand a chance.
Man, look. That was just, you know how it is. It was just a little post because I was, you ladies, okay, I'm going to defend myself. Now, the picture. Okay.
Yeah, you ain't got to defend. Ain't nothing to defend. There's nothing wrong. No complaints over here. No complaints.
No, I had a friend that was like, thirst trap.
hey, I was like, you saw my comment. What did I say? I got to go back and look at my comment. I was, man. Oh, like, that's not
women, we know how we get, though. Long as I wasn't, like, in no freaking, you know, I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been, like, in a, you know, like how these most girls do, like, thongs. I put on some boxer briefs and a t-shirt, and I walked past the mirror, and I was like, click, you know, that's how we get sometimes. We just bored. Like, oh, man. You know.
And I said, my comment on Instagram was, I'm going to be quiet so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah,
I will be quiet so I don't get in trouble. I just don't have time for it. I just don't. I gotta walk by. Just go ahead. Just keep driving by. I said, keep on driving by.
That's so funny.
Cedric J was trying to type the comments. Cedric had to step in and say, "No, you don't." So yeah.
Oh jeez.
Oh my God, but yeah, it's crazy. Like, all right, so man, like, it's already here. Like, this show goes by so fast now. All right, so the music break is upon us now. I'm about to be coming for this song break. We'll be getting ready to talk to our guest for the night, Black Tinkerbell, dig into her brain for about a good 15 minutes. Before that, this is AV the Great. This is cool. Again, goodness, Blog Talk, where has this upgrade been for the Republic? Because we've had it for like 2 weeks. And they, like the voice was already sounding good, but now the audio or the music, it's like, oh, now it don't sound bootleg. It sound okay. I'll be here all day talking about that. All right, here we go. We'll be back, y'all.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beats, charge me with ag. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I've died for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Lip full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, and nigga motherfuckers with street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pitched underhand. Muscle Man, Conan, get Big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At your funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool.
killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you. Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Sadie J and Taron Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah, on Life After Dusk Live. Yeah, we're back in the building.
Back at it.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and check the phone lines. I have a feeling my psychic powers always let me know when I know somebody I think I know it is. I think I'm right. Let me check and see. Is this our guest for today, Miss Black Tinkerbell?
Yes, it is I. Hi. How is
What's
everybody
up?
Doing?
What's up?
Hey.
I actually should have had like some magic sound effects since you like
yeah.
Black Tinkerbell.
I
could do it myself and go. Hey. You know, my boy Michael Williams is the only one that can make sound effects. All right. So it's a pleasure to have you first off. Glad to have you. You know, always great to have people all the way from the East Coast and come showing love. So definitely a pleasure. And
thank you.
Right off the back, you know, because of the name, you know, we over here making all these magic sounds and whatnot. Oh, what made you say that Black Tinkerbell is going to be my nickname? How did you earn it?
Oh, wow. It's a lot of things. For eight, I have always been a Tinkerbell fan ever since I was a kid, basically. And I'm also short, so I'm like, hey, why don't I just, become Black Tinkerbell? And then I'll just, I just made it, like, forget it. This is my name. This is what I'm going to call myself. I branded myself. Once I branded myself, everything was just official. So that's how I became Black Tinkerbell. And everyone just started calling me Black Tinkerbell. Nice. Well, let me go ahead and ask you, how do you separate your business and your personal life?
Well, my personal life, basically, I usually just try not to basically bring in my personal life, but my life is all inclined together because either a person is going to accept me or reject me. So mm-hmm. I usually don't try to sugarcoat anything about anything. You ask me a question about what's going on, if I feel like it's appropriate at that time for me to talk about my personal life, then I'll share it with you. I have a real solid, like, you know, background of, you know, I've been there, I've done that, experiences, bad experiences, good experiences. So I usually try not to, you know, too much of bring any of my personal business unless I want it to be exploded. Other than that, I really don't really have a problem, you know, with expressing my personal life, because my personal life and my, you know, business life comes in together in being the person that I am and made me the person that I am, gave me the reasons of
right.
to be the person that I am.
I like that.
Okay. As far as some of the photo shoots you've done so far, I have my personal favorite, but let's see what your answer is. That you've done so far, which one is your favorite and why?
I have a couple of photo shoots that I have done, and they're actually not released. So there's actually one that's my favorite, and I did a geisha shoot, and that really wasn't released. Well, yeah, you seen it with the fan, but that's like I was actually naked in that shoot, you know, with the geisha fan. So it's like a couple of pictures that's not really released, but that was my all-time favorite. But I know a lot of people usually like to my wet team pictures. A lot of them like those ones. I personally like my geisha ones because it's like so boring, and I think that kind of like brings out my face and just brought like a different, you know, different side from me than the usual, you know, of probably bathing suits, you know, lingerie, stuff like that, you know, basic. So I actually like my geisha shoes. What is your favorite one?
My favorite one is actually as crazy. It's the one that we have posted for the show interview picture. I like it because I just like it's such and this is why I like it. Not necessarily the look. It's not necessarily what you're wearing or whatnot. It's more so about the facial expressions. Like people don't realize make or break is always on facial expression, and like them facial expressions can mess it up real quick, and it fit the whole entire theme of the shot. So that's what made me.
That's what I was trying to let a lot of females know too. Modeling is just not getting on a camera with a nice outfit and some shoes, and you just take a picture in a plain face. A lot of people think that a plain face or a serious face, you're a model. No, your face is supposed to match what you're wearing, your body language of what you're wearing, it's all supposed to come together. So that with that facial expression, I can't tell you how I did it. I really don't know how I did it. I just knew when I model, I try to feel instead of, you know, do. You gotta feel the moment. If I can't feel the moment, then it's not gonna come out right. I don't care if anyone else tells me, oh, well, that was great. If I'm the type of person, if I'm not satisfied with it, then I don't feel like it's good, because I know that it's not good in my eyes. That's just how I am. I'm a very picky person. So that was one of my favorite photos for a while, but I actually, like I was telling you, I like my geisha shoe. But I'm glad that you actually noticed that, because I noticed it too. I'm like, wow. I was more appalled when I seen the, you know, the layout. Like, did I do that? Like, was that like, you know? So as a photographer, my photographer John Lee, he owns Studio 50 in Rochester, New York. Shout out to John Lee. As he's telling me, like, oh, you're doing a great job. I'm still, you know, I'm like, oh no, I don't think I'm doing a good job. So when I see the pictures come out, I'm like, oh my gosh, he really wasn't minding me. So I actually really do, I do a lot of shoots with him, because I know, I feel like, you know, he's telling me the truth, being that I've done so many shoots with him, and that he, you know, tell me, oh, it comes out, it's great. Don't be so conscious. Oh, you know how you're over-exaggerating? I over-exaggerate a lot. I wouldn't say I'm a drama queen, but I do over-exaggerate about the little things. So it's like a little hole in the outfit that has holes in there. I'm the type of person like, no, they can tell there's a hole in there. They're like, how can you tell there's a hole? There's 1,000 holes in it. But because I know it, like, so I over-exaggerate about a lot of stuff. I don't know. Like, I'm glad that you actually liked it. That was like one of my first, you know, shoots that was my first ever shoot that I had ever did. And it was just like I was running late. They were like, you have to get back in there. I had at least about like four different outfits. I only ended up getting to do three. And that was one of the first outfits that I did. So with those, it was like a whole rush. Like with the photo shoot, it was just like everything just came out so good that you wouldn't be able to tell, like, oh, well, this, you know, what was going on with half of my makeup wasn't done. I really don't usually use, I don't do makeup. So all of my shoots is basically like natural. I probably have a little eyeshadow on, eyeliner, but I really don't like to cover it up too much because I don't want to lose myself, you know. I like the way I am. I like the way I am. I feel like when women go and just overdoing it with getting their face beat, they start losing themselves. And once you start losing yourself, you're like, oh, I don't feel like I look like the person that I was, and I just want to stay the person that I am. My half of my makeup wasn't done. I was running late. My my makeup artist, she was trying to do her best. My gosh, I'm so sorry, apologizing. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna get in front of the camera and I gotta do this. So when I did it, it was just like boom, I did it, running in, go back there, change the outfit. So it wouldn't really look too much like, it doesn't really look too much like I was under a lot of pressure in the pictures, but I was. I had to get three outfits done within a whole hour and 30 minutes due to snow was very hectic outside, backed up traffic. So I had actually lost like a whole, like either out, like I would say probably like 45 minutes of extra that I lost out of my shoe.
Wow. Well, what is your biggest fear in the industry?
I think about that a lot. My biggest fear, my biggest fear now is, and I think it always will be, no matter how much my confidence is rejection. You know, everyone fears rejection. It doesn't mean that you stop. It's just that sometimes if you don't know how to handle rejection, it can come out in a different way. It can make you feel like, well, what am I doing wrong? Or do I need to do this? And I usually feel like, I feel like that's where a lot of body augmentations come in with women, that through rejection and what a person is telling them that they need. You know what I mean? So that's my fear, is rejection. I know how to handle it, you know, due to all of my, you know, my background and a lot of, you know, stuff that I've been through already. I know how to handle it, but who's to say where it could be something that I really want and I get rejected? Like right about now, I'm waiting for a Straight Stuntin' magazine, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, if they don't accept me, then what? You know what I mean? Like, so rejection is my number one fear. I'm not afraid to take chances, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to take a life chance, you know what I mean? Taking chances, I would take chances far as I still have a backup plan, you know? But
gotcha.
You always got to have a backup plan, but that, and I also have, I also fear of me basically not, let me say how I can say this. I'm afraid of, like, of the people that is people in the industries right now that will basically just use you for what they need, and I get nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
I like how you brought that up, because number one thing is I've been in the modeling industry too. And what people don't understand is it takes a lot. Number one, I want to commend you on saying like rejection is a fear, because people take that as insecurity. And the one thing is, it's not. It's just in this business, we're walking on needles. So, you know, you want to benefit too. It's like, okay, if you're going to use me, you're going to use, you know what I'm saying, like my pictures and stuff. I have to benefit too. And a lot of girls don't. But, you know, when you're scared of rejection, that just means that your goals are so high. Like what some people see, they might think it's so big already what you're doing. And that's what my problem was, because I was never satisfied. So people's like, oh, you've been in GG Girls. Oh, True Magazine and this magazine. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's, to, I was appreciative at the time of what I've got, but that still wasn't enough for me. And I was still scared of rejection. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's a big key thing to all the ladies that's listening. Rejection, being scared of it, I don't think that's insecurity. I think that's sometimes you just setting higher standards for yourself and you just want to keep building. You don't want to get knocked down. So you're going to do whatever you got to do to get that goal, to reach that goal.
I like that. Thank you.
And I got comments in the chat room. Because, man, you know what? I've been lazy opening the chat room the past couple of months, but I opened it back up finally. Vince Holloway was saying, to your point, that yeah, you have to have thick skin for modeling, and I definitely agree with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You got to be able to take your wins with your losses, man. It's the name of the game.
Yep. You know what I mean? Just because sometimes, you know, everybody, to each his own is what I like to say. To each his own. So everybody has his own preference. You know,
and you're
going
to get a no. That's the thing. You're going to get a no, but you're going to get a million yeses. That's just what it is in life. And if you're good and you can manipulate that no into five yeses, if you know how to play the game.
Right.
That's how it goes.
And sometimes the yeses that you might get, you might not want. You know what I mean? So you just got to, like Drake say, start from the bottom. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. You got to start from the bottom. You can't just try to, just because you feel like you're, you know, just like me, being known in my town. I'm going to another town. I'm out of my playbook. I'm in a whole nother playground. You know what I mean? So I stepped into a whole nother lane where it's going to be other girls, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But I never feel like, I don't know, because I've been through a lot to where I had to build myself up from the ground, and then my confidence from it being knocked down, you know what I mean, back up to, you know, to who I am right now, and no one can tell me different. I feel like, you know what I mean, you just can't accept rejection or feel like, because it's somebody. You always got to remember, it's always going to be somebody that's doing something better than you. And then it's a lot of women that think about it like, oh, well, wow, she's doing this, wow, she's doing that. You think that it was easy for her to do this? You don't know what she had to go through. You never walked her shoes. You know what she had to go through, what boundaries she had to overstep for her to get into that place. So, you know what I mean? I feel like you just got to stay in your own lane and do you. If that's what you do, your time is going to come. You know what I mean? As long as you don't stop doing what you're doing, believe in yourself, because confidence is the number one key. A lot of people be like, oh, you like men be like, a man, oh, well, she is just, you know, she is so fine. What women not realizing is because of that woman carries the confidence. You know what I mean? Like, she is fine, and she is a woman, and she is, you know, higher power. No matter, she's not higher power than anybody, but she is higher power in her body, in herself. You know what I mean? That's what makes a man like a woman. Sometimes men don't even realize themselves. They probably just think that, oh, it's her body, and no, it's the confidence that you carry, because a woman can have the baddest body and still walk with their head down low. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no one, a person will walk past her like she's a ghost. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or don't pay any attention to her. Or, you know what I mean? It won't be the same type of compliment. It'll just be something different. But I just feel like it's yourself. You are the only person that can stop you. Yourself and God.
I think that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people think, oh, that plus size modeling is in. It's not that it's in or it was ever out. It's the fact that women who are in the plus size modeling industry have that key thing of confidence to where they don't need validation. And so now that their confidence at a level now, that's why the industry is starting to rise. It's not that they were never in. It was the fact that that it was always room for it. It just, you got to find the confidence to be able to do that without waiting on people to tell you, oh, you know, are you too skinny? Because there's always going to be those cookie cutter model expectations that you're too skinny, or you're too big, or you're too short, you're too tall.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. Like, you can't, Like, goodness, the world has made a different size. It's like Wu told us that we had to go. That's like going to the barbershop and they got the little haircut chart and you pick one and one through 16. What if I don't want one through 16? What if I want a whole nother haircut? So y'all got to come on with that, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a really, really tough question. I'm going to throw this at you. I told you before the show I was going to throw some fastballs and you weren't going to see them coming. All right, so here we go. All right, here we go. All right, so my fastball I'm throwing at you is, if you could, now I want to think about this really, 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 really good. if you could change one thing about your work that you've done so far that, you know, you go back and change a photo shoot that you did that you're like, man, that was a horrible photo shoot. I need to go back in time and redo it. What would it be? And, you know, what did you think what was going on at the time that kind of made you, may have not made you rise to the occasion per se?
Okay. I got this one. This is so easy for me. It's my referee outfit one. There is a wig malfunction that's going on, and like no one can notice it. But if you're a female, you know what's going on. So it's like a wig malfunction to where like my hair is halfway done. So, like, oh my gosh, your hair's not done. Here, we have to go buy a wig. So, when I'm going to put on the wig, I never tightened it. I never did none of that. So, to me, I can actually see where it's, like, not fitting my head. Like, and I hate that. Like, but no one ever says anything about it. And I'm like, I get mad sometimes when they're like, well, I like that referee outfit. Whoa, I hate that shoot because my wig is looking like it's about like two steps away from falling off the front of my face. And if you haven't seen these pictures, you don't even want you to see them. You know, I'm not even going to bring it up to where you're like, oh, I got to go see this.
Like, I saw, that was like one, you know what? I'm glad you cleared the air because those weren't really my favorite pictures. Now I know why. Like, even you didn't like them. So now I know. Now I know I don't have to feel bad about it anymore.
Well, I actually like the one where I'm laying down. You know what I mean? And you see, like, you know, my, you know, but the one that's like where I'm standing up and I think I'm turning backwards is like, it's all wrong. Like, I know it. Like, and my sister, she gets on me all the time. I hate that picture. And I'll be like, look, I'm trying to like this picture. Can you just get off of me about the wig? But she's such a perfectionist. Like, she, you know, she helped me pick out my outfit, outfits and stuff like that. Because usually, like I told you, I'm very picky. So if I go somewhere to pick up something, it'll be like I'll be there for like 3 hours. And she'd be like, look, no, she get me in there and she get me out there. She get me what you know I like and I'm out there. So it's like she killed me with that picture. Your wig, I can't stand that wig. You should have canceled the shoot. And I'm like, no, I was excited. I got it done. It is what it is. Please, like, get off of me and my wig. Like, get off of
exactly. Let it go.
Get away from the wig. I don't do wigs anymore. Hey, I don't care.
The one where you turn backwards, you look frustrated. You like, oh, like I can tell, like, you know, I can tell that you was like trying not to look frustrated, but I can see through them kind of things, and you're like,
I'm like, I'm over this. I'm over this now. Like, I'm over. Like, I'm tired. I done did at least about like 70 or more pictures out of it. But like I said, I'm so picky that my photographer already know he like she's not gonna like that one. I don't care if I try to convince her. So I'll just keep that in her file. You know what I mean? So it's like pictures that I don't release because I'm just so picky to where like it'll be tasteful, you know. But
unfortunately, because of the person that I am, no one can tell me, yes, I'm going to go with it, and that's that. Like, it really takes a real convincing to me. It's like sitting down with two lawyers and people fighting over who's going to get the house. That's what it is like. The male and the females is fighting over who's going to get the house. And you're sitting in between two lawyers and don't nobody want to budge, because that's how strict I am about what I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I throw it back to Taryn, I had another question for you. And this is another fastball I was going to throw at you. Okay, because, you know, I peeped the videos on Instagram. Y'all go check your Instagram out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
At Black Tinkerbell, yeah. 585. Yep. Black underscore Tinkerbell, 585.
So you can see what I'm talking about. So, yes, I've seen that you do put up some twerk videos here and there, which Taryn, by the way, had one up, but she took it down. But ain't nobody got ain't going to say nothing. like, what song is out right now, automatically, when you hear it, it just make you twerk. You don't care where you're at. You might even twerk it. You might twerk it in the middle of the drive-thru. What would it be?
I might go, right about now, I'm on DS2, which is Future's Dirty Sprite 2. I'm all of my female friends, we on that wave. I love Future. I've always been a Future fan. But right about now, I really like Blood on the Money. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I do parties, also Young Thug, Power. I listen to that. I have done, like, usually when I do parties sometimes now, I start off with that song that gets me really into the mood, you know. And you haven't heard that, you should hear that. You know what I mean? If you're a dancer, that'll just put you right in the mood. Like, yeah, we about to get this money. I listen to a lot of rap music. I listen to a little bit of reggae, or as we call it out here, dread. That's what we call it out here. Alkaline is one of my favorite artists right now. Vybz Kartel is always going to be the dancehall king. I love him. He just automatically puts me in the mood too, because you got to remember, when you're doing parties or you're dancing, everyone don't listen to rap. But I guarantee everybody, you know,
right,
and the crowd, that they're going, oh, that reggae is going, oh, look, yeah, she's dancing, you know. So that's how it is out here. At least I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I know a lot of people love reggae and it just makes them dance. So,
yes, it don't matter. Like, people, that's why I like reggae and dance hall. Everything is in this, in that family. It makes, like, twerking is cool. Don't get me wrong, I like twerking, but like when girls dance like reggae and dance hall, y'all just be in a whole nother vibe.
Yeah, because it's winding. You gotta wind up to that reggae. Yeah.
Or as my grandma would say, gyrating that body.
Right, there you go.
Gyrate
that thing.
Yes, you got to.
Well, I'm gonna give a big
shout
out to
you. Anything.
Yes,
let me get behind that booty right now. Let me get behind that booty right now. They can make anything sound good.
Find it. Find it. Right.
That's all it is. It is crazy, though, because when a female starts dancing, that's when you see all the men just starting crawling behind them. I'm like, oh, it's about to get real in here. That's what happens. So I actually enjoy it. I like seeing, you know, that's one of the functions where you see a lot of people actually enjoying their stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Some of these
hip hop clubs, they irk me. I be getting like, oh God, y'all doing too much.
Well,
my thing, though, what I have to say, something about Future's music. I'm just going to say this right now. It's something about Future's music with this last CD he just dropped.
Yes.
I
could be in the middle of a conversation and the song will come on and it just be over. My conversation is over. Like,
I know y'all heard the song that freak. But listen though, the beat to that song goes so hard. I'm like, I will go to the strip club and just watch the girls go crazy to that, because that beat goes so hard. I'm just be in the car like, Jesus, take the wheel.
take it because it's going to be real in here.
Exactly.
Number one album in the country. You know he had to go higher. It's the number
definitely.
One.
Definitely. Definitely. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to Future. But one thing I got to ask you, because so many women in the industry deal with so much, like as far as like photographers being disrespectful, individuals around the set being disrespectful. What is the most, maybe the outrageous thing that a photographer has said or tried to do to you?
Wow. What has
And how did you avoid the situation?
Usually, lately, now, I feel like if you present yourself and you let a person know just by it, one little sentence, they'll know what type of person you are, so they won't, you know, come at you towards that. I'm not going to blame photographers, and I'm not blaming females either, but there's a lot of females that's out here and they're leading on photographers and flirting with them, and that's letting them take the step or think that they can take the step to approach a female like that. I went through I went through a lot, but the most drastic one that I had went through is where who was this through? I'm not even gonna say who it was through, but he basically asked me like to send naked pictures to get in a magazine.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, I have like don't have any new pictures. Well, he's like, go take pictures in the mirror and send them. And then he started asking for private shots. So I'm like, this is not professional at all. Like, mm-hmm. Are you sure you work through a company? So it's not even at a shoot. This can go on through a phone conversation. It's been, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I love tattoos. Like, you know, like a lot of my tattoos I've been offered, oh, I'll do your whole back or I'll do your whole leg if you just give me, you know, sexual favors. So it's a lot of stuff, you know what I mean, that's going on. And I can't really even blame them because look at the pictures that I put out, you know.
Yeah.
So I really don't really blame them, you know what I mean? I feel like if you can let them know that that's not the type of things that I do and that's what it is, and they continuously pursue you, why would you want to go forward? Don't go forward with it. Just keep pushing, because usually this is a type of interaction to where it can either get to where, like, you'll get a shoot and then he'll take your pictures and, you know, do whatever you want to do with them, or mm-hmm. better yet, don't give you your pictures unless
yeah.
you have a sexual favor with them. So try to stay out of those situations. I feel like this is the number one thing right here. Once it's the little slightest thing, you got to think inside, outside, and around the box. It's mm-hmm. always one little slight. It can be a little slight word in a sentence when you are hit up by these photographers. You have a choice to go with it or don't go with it. You know what I mean? Everything that you jump on top of is not good. We understand that everybody wants exposure. Don't
yep.
jump on top of every little thing. Because you could do a million and gazillion of whatever these little magazines or whatever people is telling you, they trying to give you exposure. Make sure it's right for you. Make sure it's right for you. Make sure you go in head forward, not just thinking, oh, I need this shoe. You know what I mean? Because it's not necessary that you will actually need to be shooting with so many photographers. If you have a favorite photographer, and you know what I mean, I will try to stick with people that you trust. And it's not too many people that you could trust now, because this industry will eat you alive. Like all of these men, like now that they see all of these victim models, oh, does she want to be a victim model? Oh, she wants to be, you know what I mean? They're going to come at you like a shark in a fish tank. So just don't jump on top of everything. Make sure your mind is clear about it. And always, always pay attention to the signs, because it signs in a first conversation that you will have with a person. For example,
I got a phrase I made for that, for the industry, for models out there. Listen very closely, and that is, you don't have to jump on top in order to make it to the top. I'll let y'all figure right. out what that means.
Yes. Yes, you don't. So that's what.
Yeah, because they make it harder for the women that's not doing that. You know what I mean? But at the same time,
the photographer that's not doing that, that makes it. And, goodness,
and that's
so many
another
good
thing.
Here.
Yeah, that's definitely another thing. Like, you know, you got to understand, there's so many people that's picking up cameras now just because they see the pictures that women take,
yep.
and then they're calling themselves photographers, and they're not,
yep.
ladies. Like, they are
yep.
not. I'm trying to tell you. So you got to be careful and know who you're getting involved with. I've been in situations before where the whole script got flipped. Like, oh, I'm not going to give you your pictures and unless you let me take you on a date and certain things like that. Like, I've dealt with that, like, plenty
yeah.
of time. So
that's
you just got to do your homework on who you mess with. Like, I don't just shoot with anybody. I have two shoots coming up. One is with Vince Holloway from Detroit, actually, this week coming up. So
your crazy thing, he's actually in the chat room, too. Like, he's dropping
because
some knowledge.
He's a supporter. He's a supporter. I love Vince. I love Vince. He is a credible photographer.
Right.
I'm going to read a comment he just posted here. He said, he was talking about that you were right. There's too many aspiring models here in Detroit up in front of every lens pointing at them. I keep telling them it's not about quantity, it's about quality.
Right.
I keep telling people that, too. But everybody acting like that, like the more photographers you work with, it's like trying to catch Pokemon. You ain't got to catch
See,
them all. Just find
that's
the
what
goddamn
I said.
Whatever.
I'm glad that you that I just made that point. If you have a photographer now, you say it say, oh, he wants to work with you or whatever and stuff like that. Why you can't, you know what I mean? Why you can you negotiate with him? Oh, can my photographer that I already have, what are you trying to use this for? Why do you want to shoot me? You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. That a lot of the aspiring models don't think of. Like, you have to just think about it. Like, what is this for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is this for? I understand you want to shoot me. You're a photographer. But, you know, what are we doing? You know, are you mm-hmm. trying to be a consistent photographer of me? You know what I mean? Do you believe in my dream? That's what is the number one thing is. I don't really care what photographer you is. When a photographer comes at you, he must believe in your dream. That's one thing that you have to get an understanding of. Believe in your dream, because anybody can shoot you. Anybody can shoot you, but it's a person that really believes in your dream that's going to shoot you right and is going to make sure everything is good with you. You know what I mean? So that's
and shout out to the Instagram and Facebook models too.
They just get the pictures. They pick, you know what? They mess it up for you good models out there, because this is what they do. They take all these good quality pictures. They waste these photographers' time, and then they post them on. We talked about this during Model Month, and then they post them up on Facebook or Instagram just to get a bunch of likes. But here go the thing that pissed me off more. They start putting on corny ass effects. Something even make sense with the picture, and then fuck up everything that was going on. It's like taking a car magnet and putting it on a damn Ferrari. That don't make any dang sense.
Word. Or it's like putting a magnet on a computer. Just saying it off. Stop. Like, you know what I mean? But hey, we want to clap for them too, because they need the attention. Put the camera on them because they need the attention. Yeah.
You should never give me an excuse to do the sound effect. Never do that. Never give me an excuse. Okay,
right.
So as we get to wrap up, because goodness, man, like, I mean, we was really going in tonight. I mean, what's different? I mean, that's how me and Taryn do, and we get great guests. And I told you, hold on, I'm about to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit. Didn't I tell you that this interview was going to be fun today, Ms. Black Tinkerbell?
Definitely
yeah.
did.
I told you. I don't. No problem. Let everybody know how they can find you, or as we call it on here, how they can stalk you.
Okay.
let me start out by saying, you know what I mean? You can follow me on Twitter at bbell585, of course. That means Black Tinkerbell. You can find me on YouTube at Black Tinkerbell Davis 585. Please go to my YouTube. I just need a little bit more help on my YouTube. Not too much. They have a favorite video on there that's like 13,000 views. I need you guys to go look at my other own videos, please. Don't be stingy. You can find me on Instagram at Black_Tinkerbell585. And of course, if you have a Facebook, you'll just know that I'm Shannon Daly.
Nice. All right, yeah. We look forward to seeing more Instagram twerk videos. And tell Taryn to quit messing around and put hers back up.
Okay. Yes, why did you do it?
That wasn't even supposed to be up. That was a week in L.A., and I got caught. Yes. I don't even remember what song. I think it was some Future, though. And I was
Now I'm going to say it was a glitch. It was a glitch in your phone. What was going on?
It was somebody else's. A friend posted it on my page, and I said, I'm going to just leave it up for maybe a couple hours, and I deleted it. But a friend posted it on my off my phone because they had it in theirs. But, yeah, it was But it was
I was wondering. Come on, see? Black, go on there, go on her page, and we're going to start a campaign. We're going to say we demand the video. We demand
We're going to protest on your page. Saying post that video.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to get it. We're going to get it one way or another. We're going to get it. Or we riot. All right. So,
I'm going to make a video on Instagram later and say Taryn better post that video.
I might post it tomorrow. I just might.
Hey, don't make it. You know, we on different time zones. I'll be pulling on nonsense. I'm asleep, and then all of a sudden it was up while I was asleep. I'm gonna be real, man. It's gonna get put up while I'm at the gym tonight. Like, I'm gonna be real mad about that. But you know, I guess I might just be on the elliptical look at the same time. Like, I'm watching your feed. All right, so that case, man, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick music break. We got two tracks we're going to put on there, and then we come back. Me and Taryn, we're going to do what we do best. Every Monday, we talk about hot mess and hot news. So let's see what we got up this week. And I appreciate Vince. And definitely Black Tinkerbell, you're always welcome to come back, listen, and clown on some of our topics or whatever. You're definitely welcome.
Definitely.
All right. I enjoyed you tonight. I might just do this.
We enjoyed you.
Thank you. You guys, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm going to miss talking to you guys tonight, but yesterday was my birthday, so I'm going to go turn up a little bit.
Happy birthday. Belated birthday.
Thank you. See you guys later.
See ya.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go ahead and go to our tracks. And our first track of the day, like I said, we got two songs coming this music break. We got a track we are debuting. Yes, like I told you, we always debut new music. Be Real in Miss Paris. This is Take Me Away. And then we're going to play my girl Red Shades, Relapse. We'll be back, and y'all know how I get about that Relapse track, because your girl Red Shades gave your boy Seti J a shout out in the song. Who does that? Like, I'm crunk about that, so I will be back after that.
Baby, take my hand, let's dance the night away. When you wind that thing up on me, girl, and make me say, you make me say, girl, you take me away. You make me say, girl, you take me away. Take me away. Girl, it's only me and you on the dance floor, net and dirty wine. Girl, I want more. Oh, you know that I can't wait to take you home. I can't wait to take you home.
Got you all up on my sofa, gave me lap dance. Girl, I'm known to be a very, very bad man. I can't wait to take you to my room. I can't wait to take you. Walk that walk, you talk that talk. Love the sound of the headboard banging on the wall. So fine, fine, fine. No, my. You can have my heart, girl, I love you long time. Up with my love, now you climax. Going all the way, girl, I know you like that. Girl, I want you in my life, and that's a known fact. Girl, that's a known fact. It's a known fact.
Baby, take my hand, let's dance the night away. When you wind that thing up on me, girl, it make me say, it make me say, hey, 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 hey. Girl, you take me away. You make me say, hey, 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 hey.
Grab the keys, come one, me and your number one. Me and you dip on the beach, make we have fun. Knock it out the park, poppy, it's a home run. Me know semi taste good like a cinnabon. Me and you can dance a night away. Put the ganja in the front, oh, getting high all day. All we are do, I nobody business. I only wanna be with you, I hope you listen.
Baby, I just wanna dance tonight with you.
Tonight with you.
We hope you know that I don't want to let from you.
Let from you.
Promise you'll be loyal and you'll be so cool.
Be so cool.
And baby, I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, it make me say, it make me say, hey, 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 hey. Girl, you take me away. You make me say, hey, 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 hey. Girl, you take me away.
Damn, since you left, I ain't really heard nobody as nice. What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flights. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? Aight, I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking. And it's probably cause my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit, I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones. And you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me, I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main. No, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough of me, huh. And I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kid.
You know what, I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day. But I had some things that I had to take care of. But you know what, it's time to get back to business, alright?
And it sucks cause I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't speak, barely on my feet. I was on my own, couldn't reach. Now I'm on a street. They hit up my phone, wanna peek. But I be a tease, I stay all alone. But I smile on them, then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow cause I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano. and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, JA holds me down, I'ma rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09, all them grown folks showing me love. Computer Lady, Goofy Bone said EJ smells so good, damn, we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011, Button Pusher and Andrew Woods, heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man, it's all good. Red shades, bitch.
You know what time it is. It's your boy G Money, one half of the Shine Brothers from Time to Shine Radio Show on Big Time Radio Network. You are now listening to my boy Seti J on the Dust Spot Radio Network. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Time to Shine. My boy Chuck Charles, Chevy the Model, and me, your boy G Money.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Seti J, on Life After Dust and The Dust Spot.
All right, we're back. We're back.
Yes,
right here
yes.
On Life After Dust Live. We just had my girl Black Tinkerbell, which is a great interview, man. And y'all know how I do the short interviews, but man, like sometimes I just let them go when it's just that good. You just gotta let it flow. I'm like, I'm not opposed to when the conversation is that smooth. Let it roll, let it roll. All right. So that being said, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna talk about some of the hot mess that's coming that came this week. Because I'm telling you, I was going to make sure I did the end. Y'all know how every Monday show, I give what I call the Cricket Award of the Day. And that's where I give this award to someone. Doesn't necessarily be a celebrity. It can just be someone on my friends list or whatever. They say something crazy or just do some embarrassing something along those lines. Somebody I don't agree with, I give them the award. And someone got to this award, a good friend of mine. We still cool, man, but I told him ahead of time I was going to give him this award. He thought I was playing with him. And I'm going to give this Cricket Award to a great friend of mine all the way in Indiana. That person is DJ Rick, a.k.a. R. Williams Photography. Let me tell you why he gets the award. Now, Taryn, have you ever seen the movie The Wiz?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
What did you think about The Wiz?
I like The Wiz. I think it was doper than The Wizard of Oz, to be honest.
Okay, we understand. All right, so let me tell you what my boy Rick Williams said, and this is why he gets the Cricket Award. Not necessarily saying it was better than the Wizard of Oz. That's fine. People have their opinion on that. But he told me on the phone the other day that The Wiz was whack.
What?
He said The Wiz was whack, and for all my old school people, wait till you hear the reference that he gave it to. He said that Brother from Another Planet was better than The Wiz. I'm like, wait, no, did you just say true. Brother from Another Planet was better than The Wiz? I felt so insulted. Like, he just really insulted my intelligence by telling me that Brother from Another Planet was better than The Wiz? Come on.
Yeah,
man.
That's crazy.
He said the only part he liked from it was when, you know, Michael Jackson did "You Can Win." You know, he did that song. That was the only thing he liked from it. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts, like top three favorite parts. But man, really, he was like that. He was like the "Ease On Down the Road" was corny. I'm like, how could you pick that being whack? Like, no, he was just going in, and like my respect for him on the musical scene was just diminishing. Now,
yeah,
some people might give me a cricket award because I say I personally thought it was better than Grease. Like, he was like, no, it's not better than Grease, man. I'm sorry, Grease. I mean, and people gonna probably give me an award, like I said, because they might not agree with me. But Grease had two songs that I can rock with from there. That's it. The Wiz, start to finish, I'm rocking the whole way. I'm turned up, except there's one song. Okay, I will say there's one song that puts me to sleep. It's when it's that little transition between when she's leaving Musculine until she gets to Michael Jackson. I'm bored as hell then. Other than that, all the other songs rock. But Grease only got two songs. Now we hear Grease Lightning. That's the only West one. Two is, you know, everyone's favorite song from there. That's only, like two songs. And yo, you're the one that I want. You're the one that want. Yeah, that's catchy. And then the dance sequence and everything. I like that, but it's not killing the Wiz. Just kill it. So, again, you get the cricket, sir, for even letting those words out of your mouth that you said that the Wiz of Oz, not remake, I wouldn't say remake, black version, as we have to call it, you said it was whack. You're killing me. Because, and I'm going to tell you why this discussion came up, because I don't know if you've been peeping, but, you know, I saw this early in the year when they announced it. Like, every year NBC does a live-action play on their show now, excuse me, on their channel now. And last year was Peter Pan. The year before that was Sound of Music. So this year, they're doing The Wiz. And that's how this whole entire conversation got started. Yes, I'm excited. I'm like, Dave Allen Greer is gonna be the Cowardly Lion. Dang, I can't think of the name right now for so stupid, but she's on the girl that plays on Orange is the New Black. She's gonna be one of the witches. She's gonna be the good witch, Glinda. Yes. The girl from the black chick from Glee. She's going to be Eveline. And yes, it's really shaping up. It's really shaping up to be a really good movie. I mean, people are going to continue to hate. Or that's just what it is. Like, how would you come? And then, hell, this would throw me out. Now, I'm going to tell you what threw me off about this live action. Queen Latifah is going to be the Wiz. Like, okay. I'm still trying to wrap my finger around now. A woman's playing the Wiz. You know what? If Bruce Jenner can become Caitlyn, then why not? We can let the Wiz be one. We can let the Wiz be a woman. If Caitlyn Jenner gets to be called Caitlyn, then goodness, we can go ahead and let the Wiz be a woman too.
Definitely.
Oh my God! Speaking of which. Did you see what happened with Target most recently? Were they just released? What the big statement that they're releasing?
No, I didn't.
What happened is they actually, because of the big gender debate that's going on, Target will be removing any gender labels in Target throughout in the toy section and then in the home section as well. So, for instance, if you go to where Barbie dolls are at, they're not going to have pink or anything. Everything's going to be a neutral color in those areas. And so that way, if you're a boy or a girl, if you identify yourself as a boy, then or you identify yourself as a girl, it doesn't matter. You can pick whatever toy you want to. So that's what's going on. What's your take on that? I don't want to go in right away. I'm going to get your take on that first. What is your take on this whole new thing Target's trying to do about gender identity?
Hot mess.
That's all I can say. Hot mess.
That's all. I like that. That's a cop. That's a escape route. Why is it a hot mess?
Like, is that? I just can't deal. Like, is that what the world is really coming to now? Like, is that what we're really promoting? I just can't. I can't. It's just a hot mess.
This, let me tell you what my boy Greg just said. He said, "What they taking the men? They taking the men and women sign out the bathroom too?"
Seriously though. Seriously though.
Y'all out of line, man. I'm not gonna do this today. But no, this is what you know. This is what my mindset was. So here you go. You got little Timmy. Little Timmy, you take it to the toy section, and you say, "Timmy, go pick out a toy." Now, Timmy, if Timmy wants the Barbie doll, you gotta let Timmy get the Barbie doll because Target said it's okay. Goodness, man! can we get a break? Like, okay, I get it. Like, people identify a certain way, and yes, exactly. Right. Vince said it. I want to go ahead and quote Vince on this real quick because perfect timing. He said, what Target is doing is going to further hurt our kids. It's crazy mixing Barbies with G.I. Joes.
Oh, wow.
These liberals need to let boys be boys and girls be girls. But here's the thing, Vince. Like, they got this whole thing about, and that's where my line gets drawn. Okay, once you're an adult and you say, hey, or if your parent, you know, if you're parents decided that they want to allow you to get a certain toy or whatever, then that's cool. That's on them. That's on y'all. But don't force, you know, people want to, and that's what drives people nuts. You force this stuff on two folks. Like, okay, remove the pink and blue from the area so the boy wants to get a Barbie doll, he can get a Barbie doll. Just let him go get a Barbie doll. It's like what they always say. You can put lipstick on a pig, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig. I'm not gonna. Come on, man! Like, we for to go to Target. Let's go get a toy. I wish somebody, man. Hey, and you can say what you want to say. And I'm gonna probably, you know, people are gonna send hate mail. Y'all know how I am on here. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. And y'all know I have been well behind supporting marriage equality, but I had to draw the line somewhere. I gotta draw the line. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, if you want a Barbie doll, it's because they say girls are boy toys. Don't mean that you gotta feel bad if your child identifies as a girl because you decide to let that be the case. Then you let that be the case. That's between y'all. Don't make that everyone's problem now. Like that, and then it's so annoying because people are like, well, you can't, if you say that, you're going to be prejudiced against me. But what you are doing is you're not taking the other side to account. So now you're making, so you don't, your whole thing is making people conform because you don't want them to conform. It's so weird. Like, we're in this whole world where we got to conform to people who don't want to conform. If you don't believe a certain way or you want to rock a certain way, that's on you. But you can't get mad at people don't wake up tomorrow and say, oh my God, gender equality. It's kind of like how I felt about with the whole thing with Call Me Caitlin. Like, everybody wants to turn this whole thing to, you know, oh man, I can't believe how people are acting. But people were kind of taking it too far because, and I'll tell you what I mean, taking it too far. When I turn on ESPN and ESPYs and you got these other people, I'm like Lolo Jones. I mean, like Lauren Hill, excuse me, the girl who died, who was playing basketball through cancer. She didn't get, y'all didn't give her the Arthur Ashe Award, but you gave somebody the Arthur Ashe Award because he decided to let the world know that, hey, I want to be a transgender without having to be judged. And it's like, can we, I mean, really, like, we're pushing, and it'd be different. Like, every year they're pushing their agenda so hard. Last year was Michael Sam. This year, now you got Call Me Caitlin. Like, this is just getting out of hand. And now we got a reality show. Like, you know, I mean, y'all don't see nothing wrong with this. It's just like, It's ridiculous. Like, just other ways to embrace it. The magazine thing, that wasn't too much Barbie, but man, y'all gotta stop just forcing down people's throats.
Yeah,
let's go on Target and say, oh, it's not boy. Now you're gonna remove the label, and then in the BAM section. So if you go on Barbie, if you go take your kids to the bed section and say, hey, what kind of bed sheets you want? Oh, I want these, and now it don't say girl or boy. So now you can get it. End of the day, people, hey, we not stupid. We know what the heck it is. Barbie, we know what Barbie sheets were for. We don't need a label to tell me that.
Exactly.
Like we got sometimes, man. It's ridiculous, but you know, meanwhile they fighting for all this, but we gotta turn our backs all around people making excuses of why black people getting killed every day.
This is true.
Okay, I gotta calm down. Y'all done got me fired up, Target. And you know what? Let me tell you what else I don't like, Target. Because you know, I ain't too much worried about it. Target not gonna pay me tomorrow to do this show. Let me tell you what else why I don't like about Target. They usually stay open to 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock? Dude, why if I want to go to some like I gotta make decisions and I gotta come to Target by 9 where I can go to Walmart and I can go to whenever I want to. Target gonna be the last choice I'm gonna pick every time. I like going at 2 a.m. in the morning where I ain't got the old people putting baskets and dang near hitting you every time you're going around. Goodness.
I feel it. I like Target though, but I agree. They could stay open later.
They open later. You know, only y'all got rocking is that popcorn and them slushies. That's about as good as it gets for me. Other than that, I don't have to go to Target.
Yeah, I feel that.
All right,
I'm
so
a Walmart
kind of
girl.
I'm about to go to all the phone lines real quick. I know who that is, and he about to go in. Before that, I want to read Vince's comments. Vince, I should open this chat room. Vince is clown neen. And I was reading this quick. Too many people nowadays are trying to force their own identity crisis on the rest of us. I wonder what the sexual orientation of the leaders of Target are. This is like the bakery in Arkansas being forced to bake a damn cake even though it's against their religious beliefs. And yes, oh my God. And he said, yes, don't get him started on black people being killed by police. Vince, I'll tell you, every time I see all this other stuff happen and they make all these rights, yeah, woo! And I'm looking around like, but y'all still ain't done something about whatever. Okay. So y'all mean y'all can legalize marriage equality, but y'all can't legalize weed? All right, bye. Let me go this phone line real quick. Greg, is that you, my friend?
Yeah, it's me, boss. Yo, first of all, good show. Congratulations. Before I even get on this whole Target thing, I do want to figure out how the fuck you get weed into this conversation. What does legalizing weed have to do with what you're talking about?
Because they're making like all this stuff is being passed. Let's look out for all this stuff, but you know, let's go to Target, start changing labels. Let's a law that you thought would never. I never thought, not that I would think it would pass across the country in my lifetime. I would think it would be passed before legalization of marijuana. That is what I did not see coming.
Do we need to do an intervention before you start it? Do we need to get some people together to do an intervention?
No, man. I just want the people who need it to get what they need about the BS and stop having to take some of these former. Stop having to take some of this AstraZeneca that don't be about nothing. That's what I want to happen. That's exactly what I want to happen. And so that people not going around acting the fool.
Right,
but I digress.
First things first, Karen, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're really good, man. I was gonna pick with you, but now I'm not even gonna pick with you because you're probably slipping on it. So I'm not even gonna do it. So look, check it out. Target. Here's my thing as far as Target goes. I saw this today. They're talking about taking off, trying to make everything gender equality and stuff like that. And like I said, mixing like the dolls together. They're going to mix the G.I. Joes with the Barbies and stuff like that. And they go fuck around and get Barbie to end up pregnant. But it's not, I don't see where the difference is. You have to teach a child at an early age the difference. You know, you certain things, just like racism is taught, everything is taught. Everything is not automatically learned. And at some point, you have to establish between a child that, you know, this is a boy and this is a girl. Because they don't know that offhand. I mean, when you're growing up, you know, kids know kids. That's all they know. They know, I mean, Bobby knows that little Susie might be a little different, but he doesn't know why there's a difference. So when they start saying that, you know, we're going to put everybody in together, you know, pretty soon it's going to be one big cluster of just everybody doing the same thing and being the same thing. And it, and like you said, they're asking us to, I have no problem with, you know, gender equality. I think it's a great thing. I think that anybody, if you love somebody, it don't matter who you marry, that's your business. I could care less what you do when I'm not around. I could care less what you do when I'm around, honestly, but I could care less what you do when I'm not around. I mean, basically, as long as you ain't doing something that's going to be detrimental to me, I don't really care. So I don't really care about that. The whole Caitlyn thing, you know, I was on board with the Caitlyn thing at first because I thought, you know, this is a great thing for Bruce Jenner. I didn't think it was a great thing for America. I thought it was a great thing for Bruce Jenner. This man at 65 decided he wanted to be a woman now. Okay, you have the money, do it. That's your business. Let's not make you a national hero because of it. You know, right. It's like, let's not make Target the centerpiece of gender equality. I mean, it's just, to me, it's stupid. Why do they even feel like they need to step into that? But it's not their fight. It's not a fight to have. I mean, it's a fight to have within your household. It's not a fight to have within, you know, when you're trying to pick up some eggs. I mean, to me, it's silly. I mean, it's silly to try to put stuff in a place that you don't have to put it in. So, I mean, I think it's ignorant, and, you know, I agree with everything y'all was saying, and I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say that, you know, I do agree with you as far as that goes. I don't think we need to rely on Target or Walmart or anybody to help us raise our kids. If my son wants to play with G.I. Joe, let him play with G.I. Joe. If my son wants to play with Barbie, I might have a problem with that. I mean, I don't know. As a father, will I stop him? Probably. You know,
What if he making G.I. Joe hump on Barbie? You going to stop him then?
Well, see, then that's my boy right then. That's my boy. That's my boy. If he got, now don't get me wrong, if he got Barbie in the back, like, tied up and then bucked in some weird little sexual position, then I might, you know, talk to his counselor. But, I mean, if he just have a happy family with Barbie, you know, if he in the Barbie house with G.I. Joe and he coming home, you know, from a tour of duty, that's one thing. But if he's more concerned about G.I. Joe, you know, and Barbie, you know, sharing a latte or something, then no, I can't see that as my son. And I would probably step in as a father. I would probably step in as a father and be like, no, go ahead, go grab his football and go do something else. But I mean, that's my opinion. That's the way I think. And, you know, I just wanted to come on and say that. But one other thing, and I want to say something about something you spoke to earlier. You are right. The it's messed up how nowadays anybody can pick up a $30 camera. And I know I'm completely off subject, but I wanted to say this earlier, but I didn't feel like calling. But anybody can pick up a $30 camera and call themselves a photographer and then go out and be very, very disrespectful to the models. I mean, I deal with models all the time, and these models come to me, and they trust me. And it's not right that, you know, you have to rebuild a trust in a person because, you know, Larry up the street decided he wanted some naked pictures of you, so he tells you he's going to do this and do that, just to get you to take his clothes. They just take your clothes off. And now she doesn't trust models anywhere. And it's rough on models. So it's just as rough on models as it's rough on photographers. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure y'all knew that. I agree with what y'all said. So I didn't mean to cut into the last couple minutes of your show. But
oh, no, that's fine, man. Because we talked about that during the... when we were talking, when we had the photographer showcase, we talked about that.
Yeah.
And people didn't.
Yeah, and I was very appreciative to be on that because it gave us a chance to say, hey, we're not all perverts. We really not. I mean, majority of us don't.
In the back of our mind, but other than that, no.
Yeah, well, the back of our minds, we all perverts. Let's be real. Hey, I was listening to you earlier. The back of my, you was perverted as hell talking about her in the yellow pants. So, I know. And just as perverted I was, I went to look for him. So, I mean, that just tells you that we all have a
The flesh is weak. The flesh is weak.
It is, but it's still a business. And we have to establish the fact that it's a business. And
exactly.
Nowadays, people are getting away from it, so... You know,
just don't take it too far. Like, this don't take it too far. Some folks be taking it too far.
Yeah, they take it kind of too far.
You can say stuff, Evan. You can say, you can give compliments and stuff like that, but just don't take it too far.
Right. I agree.
But anyway, again, great show. I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all about to come on. Pick up the last defensive.com. I'm listening.
All right, well, y'all, that's pretty much the end of the show, man. Before we go out, we'll remind you again. Thank you, Blog Talk, for upgrading the studio sound. Goodness, y'all don't understand how important it is that it sounds crystal clear when not only when I'm talking, but when I'm playing some freaking music. I want the music to sound like the goddamn song that got sent to me, not sound like some muffled Muppet character. I wanted to sign the freaking song. So big up Blog Talk for making the moves. I appreciate that. And of course, you can find the show at blogtalkradio.com/CEDDYJ. And also search for it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio app. Also there's so many places. Tune in radio app as well. So you go to all those places, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. It will allow you to listen to it. All right. Terry, let them know how they can find you.
All right, you guys can follow me on Twitter at The Taryn Brown Show. That's Taryn Brown Show. Also on Instagram, _TarynBrown_. And on Facebook, Taryn L. Brown.
All right. Greg, let them know about your show, man. When your shows come on the blog, excuse me, on the Big Time Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, man. We are on every Time to Shine, that's the show that I'm on, every Sunday at 9 p.m. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. We had a great show last night, so tell you guys, those girls were out great. Out. I'm surprised I still got a show. Let's put it down. I'm surprised we still
have
a show. And we also have a show on Monday, just like you said earlier, Sports Talk, Prime Time Sports Talk. That's a great show. And we also have a Freedom Line, which has Twisty and Simone. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Simone won't be there tomorrow, so I'll be on in her place again. Second row, but just what we got to do the deal. So appreciate that shout out.
Problem. Yep. You can find me everywhere by just typing in Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDYJDUSK. And yes, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. It's pretty much everywhere. Like, you can find me on Instagram looking at people that make these hosting photo flyers. And they always put the wackest photo they can find. Oh god, okay. Let me stop before I start reading people. I was getting ready to start reading. Let me get past that post. Okay. And also, I want to make a few announcements. Next Monday's show will be live on location for the Vertigo Music Mixer. So yes, you get to be able to come there. And there were actually some of the artists that had been played on the show, they're actually gonna be there performing live. So that is dope. Nice. Like, yeah, I know. It's like, wait, like we've been playing their music like for the past week, and like they're gonna be there. Yes, they're gonna be there because, and I'm gonna be rocking my Vertigo show shirt. I've been waiting for it. Like, I done kept in my nice little drawer and said, don't worry yet, just wait. And so rocking that. And then also, let me look at the date, make sure I don't miss it. Goodness, come on, calendar, thank you. All right, so on Sunday, the 23rd in Houston, and now I got to go look at the freaking event and leaving closer. Goodness, too much information to remember at one time. Yeah, I can all day alone. All right, Facebook. All right, so in this event, I cannot wait. Again, it's Sunday, August 23rd, on the Madison Lane movie premiere in Houston. They did one here in Dallas, and they've been doing it in Houston. Guess what? Your boy, Seti J, will be on live on the red carpet interviewing people again.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy. The place is the Santikos Palladium. I mean, y'all go check out the Santikos Palladium. Looks like a goddamn castle. This is going to be ridiculous. So if you're going to be in Houston, then come check it out. It's a great movie. I'm going to be interviewing people on the red carpet. If you watch the last red carpet, you see that I'm going to ask some crazy questions. I'm going to run, you know, I'm going to jump. I'm going to be jumping around a little bit more this time. Like, last time was a warm up. I'm about to like really get into it this time. So here we go. Houston, be there. Santikos Palladium. And yeah, that's some of the events coming up. That being said, we rolling on out, reminding you, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a T, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to another episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Seti J, and your girl,
Taryn Brown.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Greg for checking in. Shout out to Vince Holloway for clowning the chat room. Shout out to Black Tinkerbell. And shout out to everyone that's listening, ready to give us live or in the archives. We appreciate it. We out. Peace.
Peace.